Knowledge is power, they say, which pretty much explains why governments spy to get power and why former surveillance contractor Edward Snowden lifted the veil on the NSA to expose what he saw as the agency's abuse of power. The latest revelation, based on documents leaked by Snowden, exposes this. The NSA and the FBI allegedly targeted five prominent Muslim Americans for surveillance. Legally, that would have required a warrant from a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, also known as a FISA court. The alleged targets included a professor, a Republican Party operative, and two civil rights activists, and also Asim Ghaffour, an attorney who's represented clients in terrorism-related cases. He gave me his reaction today.
It was unbelievable. Shocking, really. For me, also, it was deja vu all over again. I had a case back in 2004 of having been surveilled by the government when speaking with clients by email and phone. This was the first time, however, where my email address was actually in a government database. The other was, 10 years ago, was circumstantial. It was other people being surveilled. I happened to be talking to them. In this case, it was my name in there. And as a U.S. citizen, that just sends a chill down your spine. And not knowing if it's even completed. According to the spreadsheet, it was from 2005 to 2008, and it may still be going on today.
What were you doing professionally during this period when you were under surveillance?
I'm a civil rights lawyer, and I was suing the government, and I was winning, ironically. 2005 to 2008, I was in the throes of my previous lawsuit. I was challenging frozen assets cases. I was involved in many civil rights cases here, immigration cases and others, asking the government to grant immigration benefits to my clients. And I've been very successful, thank God. And why the government would listen to a lawyer's conversations, what they would get out of a lawyer's emails, how they would walk into court and tell the judge that, oh, we know Mr. Ghaffour's next motion because we've been surveilling his email. It just makes no sense.
What raised the government's attention to you? I mean, you've worked as a legislative aide on Capitol Hill. You've been in meetings with George W. Bush and Hillary Clinton, and now you find out this. I mean, you're on a list with people like Anwar al-Awlaki.
I'm very hesitant to play the race card, but there are many other lawyers like me who represent many of the same parties that I have, people with frozen assets, people overseas, people in the U.S. with cases against the government, compliance cases, people trying to come clean with the government. They're not on this list. It's me. Is it because my parents are from India? Is it because I'm Muslim? Because my name is Asim Ghaffour? I hate to have to even have this conversation, but that's really the only explanation. My understanding with FISA warrants and any kind of surveillance is that the U.S. government, agents, lawyers go through several steps of vetting. They go through several stages. At some point, somebody will say, you know, this is a lawyer. We can't really use information we're getting from him, so find another way to get information on him or just stop this. And I don't think that conversation ever happened.
I mean, weirdly, the feds mistakenly sent you this dossier, this log of your phone conversations with a client. That's a pretty big error, but I guess you must have been pleased to have at least known at that point.
Oh, it helped me a lot because unlike this case where we don't even know if the government is reading the contents of the email, in my case in 2004, I knew that the government not only gleaned that information from emails and phone calls, but used it against my clients. So the good news was we found out what the government was using against our clients illegally, and we were able to win those cases.
So it was email surveillance and phone surveillance. Any other forms of surveillance?
In the 2004 document, and subsequent, by the way, I'm still not allowed to talk about the contents of the document. The government has threatened to prosecute me if I will. So I can only talk about public information about the document. The President of the United States at the time, George Bush, a year later, 2005, admitted there was a terrorist surveillance program, which was very comprehensive. You scratch the surface, email and telephone. It could have been text messages, which wasn't as common back then, 10 years ago. It could have been any other communications, maybe even inside a room. Maybe they use the phone as a microphone when you're having a meeting with somebody. I've heard that the government can even use a cell phone off, even when it's powered down, as a microphone to record conversations. So in my case, I don't suspect it was that broad, but it was definitely email and phone calls.
In theory, in order to do this legally, I mean, you mentioned FISA courts earlier, a judge from FISA would have to say there was probable cause and that you were engaged in or abetting espionage, sabotage, or terrorism, right?
Right. And we've been told also In the context of the current story, the editor of The Intercept, John Cook, told me that in certain cases, absent a FISA warrant, if somebody's considered, even a U.S. citizen is considered a foreign person because they travel a lot overseas, that would require an authorization from the Justice Department as high up as the Attorney General to authorize a surveillance even without a FISA warrant. So it is a bit broader than just going to the FISA court and getting a warrant, which itself is a very, by nature, very untransparent and secretive process.
Even if your case was green-lighted by a FISA judge, do you still dispute the legality of the surveillance of you?
Unfortunately, the FISA court warrants have been upheld, and I'm not about to file a lawsuit to be the test case to say that the FISA court is illegal. So I would have to concede the legality. However, I will not concede the lack of knowledge and stupidity, really, of doing this. To me, it's not a question of legality and constitutionality as much, if there is indeed a FISA warrant, as there is a common sense approach on, with a limited budget, with limited time, with limited resources, why is the government every 90 days for 3.5 years renewing a FISA warrant on me?
Attorney Asim Ghafoor, one of 5 Muslim Americans allegedly spied on by the NSA and FBI, thanks for your time and for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We contacted the National Security Agency for a response. The agency gave us a statement that said, in part, and I quote, "The United States is as committed to protecting privacy rights and individual freedom as we are to defending our national security," end of quote. Now, if you have questions for Asim Ghafoor, he'll be joining us tomorrow for a Facebook Q&A. Just go to facebook.com/PRI the world. That's tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern Time.